Now we're going to do a little story. This is a participation story. It's called The Good Heart of Thunderpants. You have to help me do it. It's a peace story. So there's some sound effects in it. So you're going to help me do all the sound effects. First sound effect is, we hope nobody's actually doing this, or maybe somebody can. Somebody just about to go off to sleep. Can you hear that? Next sound effect is somebody sucking on a magic pacifier. Hear that. Good. That's good. Now, next sound effect, we all have to be very serious actors and actresses to do this one. We know for a fact that there are hungry people in the world today. Severely hungry children, some of whom have not eaten. So they're weak and they're softly, softly crying themselves to sleep. So it sounds like this. Let's hear that. Very good. Next thing is pacifier. Putting out your hands, flying across the sky. Ready? Come on. Swooping down with your cape. On the count of three. This is the audience participation part. Great feast, celebration, and party as loud as you wish. One, two, three. Other kids seriously now crying in a nearby land. Pacifier. Flying over to see what the trouble is. The next one, scolding. No, no, no. Ready?
No, no, no.
You can do that a little louder.
No, no, no.
That's good. Next thing is bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pacifier.
Right.
Gathering up stars. Throwing them like frisbees. Sticking one in the corner.
The North.
Pacifier. Going off to sleep. And the very last one of this story, three beats of the heart. Ready?
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, here we go. Hey guys, I know a girl whose nickname is Thunderpants because she has lightning bolt stickers on the side of her diapers. Hey Thunderpants, what are you doing? I'm practicing to grow bigger. Well, as you can see, Thunderpants is one of the smartest girls in the whole world. Not only is she smart, she's good-hearted, which may explain why she was chosen to get a magic pacifier. Well, anyway, one night when she was sucking on her pacifier, and just about to go off to sleep, she heard the faint weeping of little children on the other side of the earth. Why are they crying, Thunderpants? They're crying because they're hungry and don't have enough to eat. And so, with the aid of her pacifier, Thunderpants flew across the sky. While she was flying, she saw that there was lots of extra food everywhere, so she swooped down with her cape. That was a great feast, celebration, and party. But even while they were feasting and celebrating, she heard some other kids crying in a nearby land. Faster than anything, she flew over to see what the trouble was. Now, when she got there, the kids told her why they were crying was because the parents, the adults, had gotten into a war and were fighting and squabbling over land and other possessions. And so, Thunderpants gathered the warring adults together, scolded them for not learning to share and love one another like they were always telling the kids to do.
No,
no, no, no. And they were so ashamed of themselves, they dug a great big deep hole, pushed all their bombs, guns, and tanks in there, covered them over with dirt, and made peace. And there was a great peace celebration. Now they came to Thunderpants and they said, Thunderpants, you're our hero. And she smiled and she said, I'm not your hero, I'm your shero.
Yeah.
All the feminists in the audience. Now, feeding the hungry and stopping wars was tiring work, so she said goodbye to her new friends. Bye. Stuck her pacifier in her mouth. Zoomed across the night sky. Gathered up stars and threw them like frisbees. Down to each house below so that every kid could have a nightlight. Then she zoomed into her room, stuck the one star she'd saved for herself in the corner, stuck her pacifier in her mouth, slipped into a dream, filled with all the good deeds she was going to do with her magic pacifier, and with her good heart,
bum, 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 bum,
which is, after all, the most potent magic of all.
Yeah.